Blog Talk Radio.
Will you put that in this atmosphere? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? Real simple song. I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my life and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. You. Yeah. I will trust in you. Yes, Lord. I will trust in you. Y'all help me. The Lord is my light. Everybody sing. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? You say it. Whom shall I be afraid? No, no. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? No, no. Whom shall I fear? I will wait. I will wait on you. Yes, say it again. Say, I will trust in you. Yes, sing. I will trust in you. The next part goes like this. Listen, I want you to go home singing this. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. Come on, you say it.
I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. The Lord is my light and salvation. Who shall I be?
What?
Who shall I be afraid?
What?
Praise God. We cry holy with the angels, and we just say, Lord God, thank you. Holy is your name tonight, Father. Father God, we give you honor, God. We give you glory. We give you praise for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for once again, God, saving us, sanctifying us, filling us with your Holy Spirit, God. We thank you, God, for an opportunity to praise you and to worship you and to lift you up and to say, holy is your name. We're not going to let the angels only one cry. We cry out, holy is your name tonight. And we say, you are our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? Whom shall we be afraid? Tonight we give honor once again to the founders of Omega Ministry Group and this blog talk, that this ministry that has blessed us and so many others. None other than my brother, Minister Jesse Storr, and his queen, Evangelist Tammy Storr. You want to my queen tonight, Evangelist Maria Flint. And I'm just going to just thank God and Apostle Rose Honor and all those that, men and women of God in your respectful places that are on there. On the sound of my voice, we praise the Lord for you tonight. We just thank God for what he's doing in our lives this 24th day of January 2019. Already in 2019, lives have been claimed, but your life has not been claimed. And so it's up about God, and we just begin to thank him for that. Thank him for you living and breathing, having fresh blood running warm through your veins, the activity of your limbs, joints in place. We just begin to give him honor. We give him honor for wherever we are and what he's done thus far in our lives. We just thank him. Move up ahead, toes on our back, shoes on our feet, and no matter what the struggle is or feels like or seems like, we know that he got us all covered, shielded, and protected. We thank him for it. We thank him for deliverance and freedom. But we know those are two different things, but we thank him for both that we possess on this night. We thank him, God, that we're not destroyed by a lack of knowledge. We're not destroyed by ignorance, and we're not going to continue to be oppressed, but we are free. We are delivered. We are set free. That's why he said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? There's no fear. There's no doubt. There's no worrying. No spirit of anxiety, controlling, but the freedom of peace, the peace that passes all understanding, that peace that makes complete and whole, encompasses us about. The fact that we know who we are and whose we are, encompasses us about, and the knowledge of self, the knowledge of no longer suffering from an identity crisis, but you have identified yourself with Abba Father, who is the source, the one and only source. And there are several resources, but he's the source, and we thank God tonight for that. We give him honor and glory and praise, and I pray for each and every one of you, your children, your loved ones, your siblings, all those that are in their respectful places. Again, next voice you'll be hearing from me, the next voice you'll be hearing is none other than my queen, Evangelist Maria Flint, giving us words of inspiration.
Amen. And today on January 24th, we just thank God for being here. We thank God for each and every one of you for joining us on tonight. We just give honor to God. We're honor is due. And tonight God is saying, my peace is the treasure of treasures, the pearl of great price. It is an exquisitely costly gift for both the giver and the receiver. I purchased this peace for you with my blood. You receive this gift by trusting me in the midst of life's storms. If you have the world's peace, everything going your way, you don't seek my unfathomable peace. Thank me when things do not go your way, because spiritual blessings come wrapped in trials. Adverse circumstances are normal in a fallen world. Expect each day. Adverse circumstances are normal in a fallen world. Expect them each day. Rejoice in the face of hardship, for I have overcome the world. We have three scriptures. The first one coming from Matthew 13:46, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. James 1:2-3, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. John 16:33, I have said these things to you, that in me you have peace. In the world you will have tribulations, but take heart, I have overcome the world. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of this word, and I will turn it back over to Pastor Flint.
Oh, praise God. Thank God for that powerful word right there. The peace of God and his peace is so different from the world's peace, and we know that to be so, so true. Not only that, but you count it all joy. You fall in the divers temptations, call it all joy when things don't go as according to plan. And it's so awesome that every time God gives a word of inspiration, it always coincides with the word that he has for tonight. And so, Heavenly Father, we thank you, God. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name, Father. We come to you, God, and we decrease, God, that you increase, that your Holy Spirit take complete control, God, that it be all of you and none of us, God, none of me, God, that the word go forth, that it reach that who you have for it to reach, God. And on the sound of our voice, God, let your voice, God, be heard. We give you honor, God. We give you glory. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. So it is. And before we move forward, I got something special. Last week, we weren't able to get on the line due to technical difficulties and some timing, and I accept that blame for that. But nonetheless, you guys were cheated because God truly blessed me by myself, but my wife and I, we shared. But unfortunately, the week before that, we was praying and service was high and the worship was at an all-time level where God was really teaching and flowing. And Evangelist Flint got up and said some things for the benediction. But she said she expected the next week that there would be some testimonies. So on last week, I'm sure, I know for a fact that one person had a testimony to share, and he wasn't able to because we weren't on the line. So he's here now, and I'm sure he's ready to share his same testimony. And also, I have testimony as well, so we'll give it. Last number is 1375. So if I'm sorry, if you can unmute his phone. My brother Joseph Smith, he's a brother God has given me, and adopted the man, and hey, man, it's amazing. So you guys listen to the testimony, and I'm sure you'll be blessed by it. And then we'll get into what God has for us tonight. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you. Sister Maria and the benediction had testified prophesied that under the sound of her voice that God would move miraculously in someone's life under the sound of her voice. And I cleansed to that word, and I meditated on that word, and I meditated with anticipation. And that word resonated in my spirit redundantly throughout every day until I embarked upon this situation where the enemy was firing fiery darts at me, shield of faith. And God had blessed me in advance, predestined, as his word prescribed, that any man please him, that his enemy was, he would make even his enemies be at peace with him. And God had used these gentlemen as staunch, as bulwarks and support of this chaotic situation. And they was willing to put their lives in harm's way that my life avoid harm's way. And I just thank God through Christ Jesus that his word is live and effectual to this day as it was the day from the beginning of time. And that nothing in his word is obsolescent. His word is infallible. And his word is immaculate and impeccable. And all we have to do is trust and believe, and he will come through. And I just thank God for the powerful prophecy that was prophesied that Sister Maria had the prophecy of the prophecy being fulfilled in my life. And I held on to her word. The message, I know that it was delivered. It probably was under it was reserved for others as well. But I thank God for Pastor Flint and Prophet and Pastor Mrs. Flint. And y'all have been a blessing to me, and I pray that they continue to be a blessing to all the hearers and all the followers. And I just thank God for the hundredfold blessing that he's pouring and delivering into the ministry of the Flints. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, amen. I love y'all.
Praise God. Praise God. If there's anyone else who want to give a testimony, press 1, and then the mic will be open for you. Praise God. No worries. That's it. We go on. Myself is leaving Atlanta, heading towards California. So we had a midway stop in Austin, Texas, and they switched planes out. So the second plane we got on wasn't that well. It was a lot of friction, a lot of pressure, a lot of turbulence, as they say, a lot of turbulence and whatnot. And as we was flying, you heard the noise of the plane. It sounded real bad. Plane started shaking real bad and everything else. So once that started happening, I began to pray. I began to pray to God. I began to intercede, and I began to go in. And the more that I prayed, the more my body came under attack, as if I was having shortness of breath. My chest and heart was hurting. It was my wife. She was looking at me in my face. She was like, "What's wrong with you?" But it's about standing in the gap and seeing God see you through. And so as I was praying, I said, "Okay, God, this is not going to end this way." And I began to cover myself and those that was on that plane. And I told you, I dispatched the angels to get to the north, south, you know, the front of the plane, the tail of the plane, and every wing, and begin to carry us through the storm. And the more we get through the storm and the plane settles, the more my body was going under attack. To the point where, you know, my wife had to get ginger ales, ice, and all that types to calm. But my chest, my arms, and my head, everything, like I said, my throat felt like it was clogged, like it was going to close up. But when we landed, all the pain ceased, everything ceased. And I just thank God for how awesome and how magnificent and how wonderful he is and how powerful he is and the power of the word. And that's what we're talking about tonight. The word and the authority of the word and paying the price. The topic for tonight is to pay the price. The topic for that our thing for 2019 is pay the price. And see, a lot of people don't want to pay the price to be who they are, for the authority that you have. You want to say I'm anointed. You want to say I'm appointed. You want to say I'm a boss and all this. But just to be a boss, there's a price you have to pay. You look at the cost of discipleship. They talk about it in Matthew, the 8th chapter. They talk about it in Luke. Even in Luke, we're going to talk about it, the power and the cost of discipleship. They talk about counting up the cost to be a disciple. Kind of, they talk about it in Matthew, like, in the 8th chapter and going down. But here's what I want to look at right now. When Christ, after he was baptized by John, and the dove fell on him and he said, "This is my son in whom I am well pleased," he went up into the wilderness. And what did he do, ladies and gentlemen? He went up to the wilderness and he said he fasted for 40 days. First of all, he paid the price beating up his body, holding his body, holding his flesh under subjection. And how many know if you can't hold your flesh under subjection, if you can't hold your flesh under subjection to food, how in the world can you defeat a demon if it's in you? So you got to get to a place where I got to pay this price to beat this thing up. And so now he went for 40 days and began to fast. And he was tested by Satan after the fast. But what he used was the words refuted, said, "It is written that man should what? Live off not never bread, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And so after that, he began to have more authority, that you just begin to speak on the word and the authority that in the word and the authority that you guys have, that is in your mouth, that because you have been made a child of God and made after his likeness and in his likeness. So now you have that same authority and that same power, the power to create. He said in the beginning was right, and he spoke these things into existence. Why? Because he had the power to create. But in Genesis 1:26-27, he said, I made you in my image and after my likeness. And then what did he give you? He gave you dominion. So tonight, we look at DVD, dominion versus democracy. Or we look at DVR, dominion versus religion. See, some people have religion, but they don't have dominion. Some of them have a culture or a religious background. Say, I'm religious and I'm Baptist or I'm a Christian and I'm this and that. But you don't have dominion because you're not kingdom. And see, the thing about tonight, we're talking about kingdom, and they pay the price to lose friends, to lose loved ones, to walk away from ideologies and to be a kingdom. And he said the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And he told you that's the government. It's only one government, and that's the kingdom. I'm here to give you some power tonight because so many people for the last 30 days or the last 2 or 3 weeks in the United States have been going crazy about a government shutdown, and it's been a government letdown, or so they say. But I tell you tonight, and I'm encouraging you to tell them thank you. Tell Donald Trump thank you for what he's doing. Tell him thank you. Why do I say that? And I guess everybody say, man, you crazy. But I say thank you because, and tell him job well done. And also, if anybody has ever hurt you, anybody has ever brought you some pain in your life, or you and experience discouragement and dysfunction and disheartening. And like me, I suffered loss. Even in the last year, the last 2 or 3 years, you suffered some kind of loss at the hands of another, or you feel at the hands of another, or at the hands of yourself. Tonight is night to bow to them, to tell them thank you, to tell them job well done. Because it took that. And then some, look at Joseph, right? He went from the pit when his brothers put him in the pit, and his brothers sold him to the Ishmaelites, and they gave him to Potiphar. Then Potiphar's wife lied on him. Then he was in prison. Then from the prison, even those that he prophesied to, that he interpreted the dream, they forgot about him until the appointed time. I tell you tonight, now is the appointed time. From the pit to the palace, now is the appointed time. From your mourning and sorrow to turn to joy. Say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Now is the appointed time for your mourning. And tell them thank you. Look at Job. Job was one that he didn't know why God chose him to suffer the way he suffered. He knew nothing about it. He just knew he had companions and friends that told him to cuss God and go ahead and get it over with. His wife told him to cuss God and die. All these things he suffered at the hands of the enemy. Tell him thank you. Because he got double. At the end of the story, what happened? He got double for his trouble. Tell him thank you. That's your portion tonight. Have a brother that I was talking to this morning on the phone. He reached out to me early in the morning. And we just began to talk, man, and just looking at his life and the joy that's in his life. And I knew when this guy didn't have no joy. And he said he went to a networking event. And one of the culprits that stole his joy was at the event. And he hugged him and embraced him. I said, whispered in his ear, man. I said, you should have whispered in his ear and said, thank you. Because had he not played the role that he played in his life, you understand? It wouldn't give God the opportunity for me and my family to step in and to be a blessing to him. And at that point, catapult him into the next part of his life that has brought so much joy in this man's life. Over the last 3-4 years, we've seen him thrive like never before. But we've seen at this point, well, almost from homelessness to now, he's helping the homeless. Look at God. See, this is a season that those that receive help from the missionaries, those that have been rejected, become the missionaries. That's what God is saying. It's time to flip the switch. It's time for a shift. in the atmosphere, and get ready for the shift. Get ready because you're going to be shifted from the left to the right, from the north to the south, from the east to the west. You will be shifted, and this is the season. This is the season to no longer be oppressed by ignorance. Well, Hosea 4:6 says, my children are destroyed from the lack of knowledge or from ignorance. My children have been destroyed, and because the priests and the elders have rejected the knowledge of God. But this is no longer that season that will continue to be rejected or will continue to be ignorant to our oppressor. We are always talking about civil and civil rights, and see if that oppressor will give you, if he has permission to give you rights, permission to take those rights away. But this is not the season that he has any more permission, because this is the season of dominion, and we're taking with authority that what has been given in us, that which has been entrusted to us. So tonight, Tim, thank you. I thank those that have gotten me in the place that I'm in, from an ultimate high to a low one, to a middle ground, and while my family is at, God always provides. He always finds a way to provide for where I can lay and trust in Jehovah Jireh, my provider, because he always finds a way to provide. So I thank him tonight just for that alone. I thank him for being provision when there has been no provision. I thank him for being no way when I knew no way, when I saw no way. I thank him for making a way. I thank him for healing when a body was racking with pain. See, tell him thank you when those invasions come into your body, and it gives God an opportunity to be glorified. And then you see him being glorified to say thank you. So when you know that tonight I'm coming from the pit to the palace, I thank you for putting me for your role in it. And I tell you again, job well done, the pain that you suffered. Job well done. The betrayals. Job well done. Even to those people that are dealing with food stamps being cut, Section 8 being cut, and welfare and all those things, and the furloughs. Job well done, because Abba, Father, is your source. See, so many lives, so we have gotten so blinded, and when we're putting so much faith in the government, so much faith in our job, so much faith in this and that, and have taken the right focus or the main focus away from where it belongs. And it belongs with God. He's the source. He said, I am your source. And everything else is the resource. He said, all these things consist because of me. But we've been blinded. We've been blindsided. And we've, everyone played the fool sometime. And so we played the fool. And we went away. We went astray. But God is saying, I'm calling you back. Calling you higher. I'm calling to you. I'm calling you to me now. And how do we get there? This is how we get here right now. When things have been stripped away. Sometimes you're like, oh, I'm going to get called. They're going to be just like another Hebrew Israelite. He'll go back to his mess or whatever. True enough, that's the possibility. But right now, things have been stripped away. And your back is against the wall. Or you're laying on your back and you look up and that's all you see is God. And you've got to make a choice. You're right now, you're in the valley of decisions. And as I say tonight, if God be God, choose God. And if Baal be God, choose Baal. But I remember when I was incarcerated in Truman County Jail, and God told me, George, I'm going to take everything that you trust in, and I'm going to use it against you. So when God is your enemy, or when you have enmity with God, oh, man, it's a sad place to be in. But God is so faithful that he loves you so much that he will use those things, hallelujah, to bring you back to him. He will strip you of your vanity and strip you of that arrogance and strip you of your haughtiness and strip you of that pride, that thing that made you so proudful and so boastful and, well, I got this and I got that and look at my stature. And then bring you to a place of nakedness and brokenness where he would deal with you. And then after that, in Psalms 23, it tells us, thou preparest a table before us in the presence of mine enemies. Then begin to put a table, a seven-course meal that he'll begin to place before you in the presence of your enemies, that he'll begin to prepare for you in the presence of your enemies. They can see that, hey, man, this guy, but God, Because what, God is the source. I had some bills. I don't know how they was going to get paid. But God made a way. How many had some bad news from the doctor? But God made a way. Tonight I'm telling you, tell Donald Trump, the White House officials, job well done. God bless you, because now you got me back to where I don't trust in democracy. My faith is not in democracy. My faith is not in the government. My faith is not in the White House. My faith is in God. My trust is in God. My confidence is in God. He is the one. When I tell you he calmed the storm, he gave us peace in the midst of the storm. And you flying in the people saying it. It was so much friction that my wife had a leg on my leg to because we had room in the plane. So she had a leg on top of my leg, having to elevate it because she had some swelling. That thing went to some problems in that air with that turbulence. She put her leg down, sat down, sat back up. But God began to just ease it out because that's the God we serve. So tonight, if your life is going through some storms and going through some turbulence and going through some rocky weather and some rocky things, just trust God. And if we look in Matthew, the 8th chapter, beginning in the 5th verse, you guys can begin to see that that was a centurion servant, centurion soldier that approached Christ. And he told him, he said, I'm paraphrasing, I don't have the Bible in front of me, but he said to them, he said, my servant is at home, and he's sick. So Christ said, all right, I'll go there with you. He said, no, I'm not worthy for you to come under my home. But watch this, he said, because I am a man under authority. Understand, I'm a man on authority. I have people that are under me, that are subject to me, subject to my words. If I say go, he go. If I say calm, he calm. So guess what he's saying? But if you just send the word, if you just say the word, I know my servant will be healed. So watch this. He's telling Christ, I know you have all the authority. So every infirmity, every disease, every sickness, every disaster, every demon, every unclean spirit, every evil spirit is subject to your word. It's subject to you and your authority. So if you say, if you send the word, I know it'll be done. How many have that much faith in your God? That you say, God, I know God, you're the one and only authority. I know I put faith in my paycheck. I know I put faith in the pastor. I know I put faith in the Pope. I know I put faith in the President. I know I put faith in the government. But God, I repent, and I know that right now you're the only authority. I put faith in my husband. I put faith in my wife. I put faith in mom and dad. I put faith in my children. But no, God, you're the one and only authority. And that's what he said, I'm a man on authority. And I help people that subject to my word, to my command. So you are the only authority, the true authority, and everything under heaven and in the heavens is subject to your command. Say the word. And he said, I ain't seen no great faith in all of Israel. And at the same hour, he sent the word, and the man was servant was healed. And it just continued to go down. It goes to the further when they talk about the cost of discipleship. It goes a little bit further when it says he pushed the boat away, and they laid down, and the storm came. He woke up, and he said, peace be still to the storm. And the disciples had to say, what manner of man is this? Then you look at Joshua, and he said, Joshua, when you meditate on this word, and what's the word they said in the beginning? What's the word? And the word was with God, and the word became flesh, right? And you look at these things, and he said, when you meditate on this word, it'll bring you good success. Meditate on it day and night. It will bring you good success. So I'm saying tonight, begin to meditate on your word right now. Begin to meditate on the word. Begin to get into your word. And we look at other parts. We look at Luke, the 4th chapter. Again, we talked about Jesus. We look at Mark, the 9th chapter. Right? We're talking about paying the price. We said he fasted. And Mark, the 9th chapter, beginning the 14th verse to the 29th verse. When you get a chance, you get a chance to read it. I'm just going to go through it. And we're going to build from that. But in Mark 9, 14 through 29, we look at the fact that there's disciples. He sent them out with authority to cast out demons and devils. They had the power and all those things. And, you know, they understand praying, and we understand praying. We pray. We pray often. Wake up in the morning praying. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you. We worship. Go to bed praying and all throughout the day. But sometimes praying is not enough. And so the disciples found a lesson about that. He's like, what's going on and what's all this commotion? A father stood out and said, hey, I brought my son to your disciples and they couldn't heal him. And his convulsion, he's and doing these different things, but they could not heal him. They could not cast this demon out of him. So Jesus looked at him first and rebuked the disciples. How many of you know that when you don't move in the authority and the dominion that God has given you, it gives ground for Christ to rebuke you? So he rebuked him and said, how long must I stay here with you? How long must I suffer here with you? Oh, ye of little faith. And he began to talk to them. And then he said, Father, do you believe? He said, I believe will help my unbelief. And then he took the dumb and deaf spirit that was in that child and he cast it out. And right then and there, he was still. But here's what happened. The disciples led on. Peter came and asked the Father. He's like, hey, what happened back then? He was like, this type. Why were we not able to do it? He said, some stuff come out only by praying and fasting. So you got to pay the price. You got to beat up your body. And then sometimes you got to beat that flesh up and denying it. Not just saying, I go through a starvation period, but in denying it and feeding the spirit realm so that you can have that power, you can have that authority and that anointing that God desires for you to have to call those shots that he desires you to call. That's the place where we're in right now. So at that moment, and that I always said, this type comes only out by praying and fasting. You see it in the 29th verse. I'm saying tonight, of January 2019, 7 days left, myself and my queen, the rest of these 7 days, we're going to fast before the Lord. On behalf of you guys, because on those that have been rejected, he said, the stones that the builder rejected have become the cornerstone and the stumbling. So here's where we are. There's so many that have been rejected. There's so many that has a third world trapped in the first and second world. And so that's what we're looking at right now. We're looking at, and I'm not talking about the countries. I'm talking about the people. I'm not talking about third world countries. I'm talking about third world people trapped in the first and second world. We're trapped in the oppressor's mind. We've still been oppressed. We still think that if we get that education, that we can be like them. You look at immigration, you look at the segregation, and you look at integration, and you look at how they confused everything, and they took it, and you're still not free. You march all you want to march. You don't change nothing. You're still not free. But when you break yourself free, and the word said, he that the Son sets free is free indeed. So now that's how you flee your oppressor. Then he said, what now? We need to do what? We need to come to a place where we beat ourselves, where the mind is even being renewed, where the mind is being blood washed and renewed. We come to the place where by the renewing of the mind, and we're no longer confound to the ways of the world and the thoughts of the world and the plans of the world. And again, this is what they call the democracy. But it looks like it's a socialism. Like we've turned from a democracy to what? A dictatorship. Everywhere you turn around, there's cameras everywhere. Everywhere you turn around, everybody's being monitored and everything else. There's no privacy. There's none of those things that made you desire this area. But here's what God is saying. In me, you are hid in me. In me, there's freedom. In me, there's peace. In me, there's look at the Beatitudes. Begin to read them, and they tell you how blessed you are. And how yours is the kingdom of heaven. Bless you all because you are the child of God. And begin to activate yourself in those blessings. Begin to walk in those blessings where no matter where you are. And say to yourself, I'm bound no more. You're boundless. And there's no limits to what God would do for you and where he would take you, where he's taking us. So I'm at a point where I don't care what the bank account says. I don't care what the credit score says. I don't care what he or she or they say, whoever is they. And they'll come up with they said, who is they? And I don't care what they said. I know what God said. I know who I am. And he said that he got the cattle on a thousand hills. He said all those are his. And so since that's his, and I'm going to join out to it, and it's mine, and it's yours. And we need to understand in Ephesians 1:3, said all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus has been stored up for you. So I need to figure out how do I get them from heaven to hell. And that comes in my praying and my fasting and my calling down from the supernatural to the natural. That comes for saying I need my harvest, my seed and my harvest to have a divine appointment. I do that by crying out. That comes by saying that I need to live my life so that God can use me, so that God can get the glory out of my life, so that somebody can see me. If I can help one somebody as I travel along my way, that my living should not be in vain, that I will have not, won't not. You know, these are things I won't not. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And if you meditate on that word day and night, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, then guess what? You will not want. When he said, Abba, Father, is your source, when he began to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom. I told you the government is the kingdom. The power and the glory forever. That's it. The kingdom of heaven. You understand that you are a kingdom citizen with a kingdom mind. So you're no longer bound to these earthly mindsets and earthly thoughts. But you have a kingdom mindset. And only government that's going to change things is the kingdom government, the kingdom of heaven. That's our government. And that's what we rely on. That's what we trust on. That's what our trust is. And so when you look at that, you begin to pray that prayer. And you say, the Lord, it's my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? And you begin to meditate on that word. You begin to meditate on the word, and it begin to resonate inside of you. That the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? Or you flip over to Psalm 91, and the psalmist begins to tell you that he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So when you get to that place where I say, I live in the secret place, that place where I take no thought for tomorrow, I take no thought for what I'm going to eat and what I'm going to wear and where I stand, and where I'm going to lay my head, and how I'm going to get this. I take no thought because he's already done it. And if he done it for the lilies in the field, or he's feeding the sparrows, surely he thinks more of me than that. Surely he can take care of me. If he can take care of them, surely he can take care of me. So I'm at a place where I'm in a place of the Most High where I take no thought. Even as the brother gave his testimony, they say, well, darts was being fired at him, but the shield of faith that he didn't even put up protected him. See that full arm of God. And I always say, God, why do you not put anything on our back when you have us on the full arm? Because he don't expect you to retreat. He just expects you to go straight ahead because he's leading the way. And I just begin to thank him for that. I thank him for the warrior angels. I thank him for just those simple things that when he said, I got to go back to 91, first song. He that dwell up in the secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I said, he is my refuge and my fortress, my rampart, my shield, and my buckler. He's my thousandfold side and 10,000 right hand, but it won't come near you. Because guess what? You're in that secret place. You're wrapped up in that secret place. And now fiery darts are coming, but they're bouncing off. You don't even know you're being attacked because you're so caught up in him. And that's what God is saying now. You got to pay the price to be caught up in him. Abram had to leave his family. He said, get thee out away from your kindred into a place, that secret place I have desire for you. Moses went up into the wilderness for 40 days, 40 nights fasting. Elijah, the same way, he had to fast 40. He said, I got to put you on a journey. You eat now because you're on a 40-day journey. And it's what God is saying. Hold that flesh under subjection. get into the Spirit and watch you get power and authority, and you'll take dominion. Jesus, when I've given you dominion over the earth, the things of the earth, I've given you dominion over. So why are you moving in fear? Why are you moving in doubt and unbelief when I've given you dominion? I've given dominion over your finances. I've given dominion over the banks. I've given dominion over your homes. Take dominion. Take authority. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now, God. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. We thank you for authority, God, that you've given us. We thank you for the dominion, God. We thank you that you are our source, our one and true and only source, God. We don't take no thought, God. We don't take this for granted that you've blessed us, God, and you've put us in a place, a secret place where we can hide in you, God. And often I know we have not become residents, all of us, God, but you've allowed us even to visit every now and then. But, God, we want to be able to dwell there, called there, God, that place where we take no thought, God, and even have that mindset where the mindset has been renewed, God, that the oppression and the only way the oppressor try to keep us ignorant, God, from who we are and whose we are, but that mind of the oppressor, God, and being oppressed, God, is no longer our portion, God. Well, even as the Egyptians, Father, was led out, as you brought them out, they wanted to go back to Egypt, God, even when they made a golden calf, God, but they didn't know where you were taking them to, God. And they said, if God, if you get us to it, you'll get us through it. And I thank you for it right now. Even the in-between, God, and the not knowing, God, and the understanding, God, that I'm going through something. But I'm going through it, and I'm going to get through it. And when I get through, I can pull somebody else through. Because my going through is not only for me, but it's for somebody else. It's for that sister and that brother that don't understand what's going on right now in their lives. But my testimony will give them for your word. So we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. My testimony will say, hey, I had blood clots in my lungs, in both my lungs and my arm, and did not know it. And they said that my wife would not have convinced me to go to the emergency room. I could have died that night. But God, in his awesomeness, allowed that woman to use everything inside of her cunningness and charm or whatever, fear, crying, whatever it did, it took to get me to that emergency room to save my life. And I can tell you that God will do the same thing for you. I can tell you I've been in prison or in jail, facing a lot of time, but then God had gave me so much favor with the judge and with the DA. If he done it for me, he can do it for you. I can tell you I've had a gun put to my head and shot three times, and every time the bullet was pulled, the trigger was pulled, the gun went in the air, and they found the shells in my sunroof of my car. But if God done it for me, he can do it for you. I got to tell you that I know what it's like to be on the street selling drugs. I know what it's like to do crazy, dumb things. I've done it. You look at me, you probably won't even see it in me, but I've done all the things that I thought I was big and bad enough to do, and serving Satan pulled me out. And if he done it for me, he can do it for you. And this is the power. This is the authority. This is what he's placed inside of you, in your voice, to bring a change. But now those that have been rejected, those that society has rejected, those that mankind has rejected, those that have rejected themselves, there's a shift. And so now those that are visionaries will become missionaries. It's time now that if God has done something for you, and now you have to go on the mission field and do it for others. I said it in love. We're at that point now where we come to a place where we add to, we take away, you press one, and recognize you. You can you have a comment, you have anything you want to share, you got your testimony. And just press one and we'll recognize you and we'll move forward accordingly. If not, my queen, it will be ready to give us the benediction. Or we may ask Brother Joseph Smith to give the benediction, but we'll just right now press one and your line will be open.
Be able to praise you and glorify your name, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I receive this ministry this morning. This evening, Lord, for I'm willing to pay the ultimate price, Lord, to sacrifice my body, my belief, my confidence in you, as my forefather, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, has set before an example, Lord, in the burning fires, Lord, that you were there with them, not a ounce of their hair was scorched with fire, Lord, Lord, and I thank you, and they've seen the extra person that was in there with them, according to their faith. Father God, and I just thank you, Lord, for the hardship, the adversity. I just thank you for the brothers and sisters that are going for adversity that you have birthed into my life and to born into my situation and my circumstances. Lord, for my circumstances are severe, and the average person in society, or even in my predicament, is able and competent to persevere without coming out any complication. I just thank you for keeping blessing me with a spiritual mind, sound mind, Father God, and a conviction in my spirit, Father God, to not allow my mouth to be abomination, for I refuse to allow my mouth to be edified for the adversary to curse or to magnify your name and bless you. Lord, I just thank you that I will continue to bless those who despitefully use me, who ridicule me, who harm me, who maliciously want intentionally want to see me in the pit, down in the bottom. Lord, I just thank you for resurrecting me, pulling me out. Lord, Father God, through every trial and tribulation that you carried me through, Father, for I don't give myself no credit. Lord, I just thank you for the dominion that you have anointed me with, Father God, to have the means over all the wonderful workmanship of your hands and your thoughts, everything. Lord, just thank you for entrusting us with that authority to replenish the earth, Lord. And Lord, I just thank you for the ministry, Father God, whose voice I'm always upon and whose guidance is going to continue to increase my wisdom, Father God, so I can be a workmanship. I can be a soldier for you, Lord. Just continue to use me. Continue to bless the family. Thank you for the word, Father God, that my brother put forth, Father God, denying himself and putting the cross and yourself before him, and his sacrifice that he made, and his wife as well as one, Miss Maria, for all the brethren, all the elect, all the priests, the royal priesthood. Lord, I just thank you, and I give you all praise, honor, and glory. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Praise God, praise God. It's powerful. We thank God for you. We thank God for the anointing that's on your life, the calling on your life, and we praise God for the testimony and the awesome testimony that will continue to come for you living a life before him. Anybody else has any other testimony, anybody word, inspiration, anyone to add to, take away? Press 1 to be recognized, and the mic will be open. If not, the next voice we hear will be none other than Evangelist Flint giving us our benediction. Evangelist Flint, I guess it's
time. Can you close us out? Can you close us out? I have a lot of noise.
Sure, no worries. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, God. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. We thank you for those that are here on the sound of your voice and that are responding to the call that you have made, God. We thank you, God, for the anointing that's on our lives, God. We thank you for the authority, God, that you've invested in us, God, and the power, God. And God, we understand the cost of discipleship, God, that we must take up our cross and walk. And that if we're going to be partakers of the healing and partakers of the blessing, that we also must be partakers of what you had to partake of, and that was the suffering, God. And that was that cross that represented the struggle, that represented the hard times, that represented the point where you even said, Abba, Father, Eloi, Eloi, Lama Sabbatani, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And that's oftentimes when we may feel forsaken, we may feel forgotten, we may feel downtrodden, but my God, we know, God, even when you sound, you're still working, God. You said working on our behalf, and you said, bless are those who are not offended because of me. And God, we truly, God, are blessed. We walk in the blessing. We're blessing the city. We're blessing the field. And everyone on the sound of my voice, God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be a settlement in thy sight, my strength. and my Redeemer, the body of Christ, and the kingdom citizens of heaven. Say, and so it is. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Again, it's been a blessing. We look forward to seeing you next Thursday. And anyone happens in the prayer request, numbers, you got my number, 843-922-1072. Call me, text me, email me, 678-900-0792. Any prayer requests, anybody touching the grin, anything that you need, you contact us. All right. God bless you. We love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. See you next Thursday.